Welcome to episode 43, an excerpt from my interview with Travis Believes. He is an entrepreneur and CEO of Inner Light Media. I am Nkechi Nwafor Robinson. Welcome to the Own Your Thrive podcast, an 846 episode. Following the brazen and unjust murder of George Floyd at the hands of an officer who was sworn to protect, I was knocked off my thrive. And as the host of a podcast that's all about thriving, I realized the toll it's taken for me as a Black woman to have found my thrive and to stay there in a world that sees my color as a lethal weapon and in many places not worthy of the basic human rights. So I invite you to listen to my guest, a person of color, who expresses what the significance and symbolism of having a knee to the neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds means to them. Their full interview will follow in the next episode. With the recent events with George Floyd and, you know, the tragic aspect of that and all the events that have since transpired, what does 846 represent for you as a Black man?
Having grown up in the system, when I say the system, by the way, I mean like group homes and things like that. I've seen what it's like. And, you know, that's a good example because I have seen the vast majority of people in the system are African-Americans or Black. And here's why that's important. Because Black Americans just got equal rights about 50 years ago, legally, by the way. But even if you go back and look at these videos, you know, I tell people to pay attention to this. You know, there were, at the time, there were governors and stuff like that stopping kids from coming in their schools, right? And the kids were like calling people the N-word. And like, this stuff is all, like, you just go watch this stuff, you know? My mom was the same age as those kids, you know, that was doing that stuff, right? So we're talking about my mom, she's in her 50s, right? So this is what I tell people all the time. Those kids that were calling, you know, the Black people the N-word and not letting them in the schools and stuff like that during that time, they're CEOs of businesses now. They're sergeants of police officers, you know, of police forces. These are politicians. These are the people running the country right now. So when people think that racism is going on, I'm like, no, these people are still alive. I know. Literally fighting to keep America segregated. Are still alive, they're still here, and they're still in charge of a lot of stuff. Now, there's been tons of progress, don't get me wrong, there's been a lot of progress, you know, and it's nowhere near the same as it was back then, but the thing is, the same people that was upholding that stuff back then are also upholding the situation now. So that's the reason why, if you're on the side of life, if you're on the side of equality, if you're on the side of, you know, just being a decent human being, then 846 has to mean something to you. Because it should have never happened in the first place. So whenever something like this happens, there needs to be a justice cry. You know, hey, listen, we got to stop this from happening. There shouldn't ever be a situation to where a cop ever feels comfortable doing that. And then thinking that he can get away with it. Because it's not just one cop, it was four, you know, during that time. So for me, that represents more so a system that continues to be... let's just say unfair to a certain group of people. And again, even though things have gotten a lot better, there still needs to be more progress. And so, yeah.
And do you believe we're on that road?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, racism will never go away, but what we can do is we can structure a system to where it doesn't empower racism.
Yes, I love that.
So it's like this. You know, if somebody's racist, that's their problem. But if they have the power to use it against me, that's my problem.
My problem, yeah. No, yeah, it's big. Finish this sentence. What the world needs now is...
I think the world needs honest leaders. People that care more about the betterment of humanity, because truthfully, most people are, this is going to sound condescending, and I don't really mean it to be that way. Most people are sheep, man. you see the things people follow, and you just like, how are you following this?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
You know, but then you start realizing that just follow, you know? Yeah. So I think we need honest leaders, people that mm-hmm. care more about people mm-hmm. than money. They care yeah. more about people than really than themselves.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Because if I care about other people as much or more than myself, then I'm going to do the right thing, you know? Mm-hmm.
Tune in to the next episode for the full interview.